4.3, public hearing on the 2012 to 2017 capital facility plan. Okay. Get my glasses on. My eyes are getting tired. I got mine right here. Okay. Please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 9:18 p.m. and is being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the city's capital facility plan for 2012 to 2017. This public hearing is required by law. The capital facility plan has been developed, and I will now ask the finance officer to present a report. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council.
I can't get my stuff up, so I don't have the overheads for this. But I think this it's in your packet, the spreadsheet. The attached spreadsheet is the preliminary 2012 to 2017 capital facility plan for the city of Othello. Projects proposed are as follows: administration $22,500, police $67,000 for two new cars. Park and Rec, it lists all of the Park and Rec projects that we went through tonight. The fire services, $32,000 for new vehicle. It lists all the things in the street fund that we've been through. And then there's water fund projects. And the totals for 2012 for the general fund is $412,000. For the street fund, it's $911,500. With the water fund, $1,308,500. The sewer fund, $1,010,500. And then the solid waste fund, $40,000. I think it's good to emphasize the fact that this is not a budget. This is a plan. And by doing this, it makes us eligible for funding from the state. So that's why we put this together every year and have it approved via this method.
Thank you, Mike. I will now ask for public testimony, questions or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record, and I will allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, since there was no public comments, I will now close the time for public testimony. Does the staff want to, where am I at here? I gotta pull down further. Does any of the council members have comments or questions at this time?
Yeah, I do. Under the street fund portion of it, I would like to add 14th Avenue there.
Oh, yeah.
To get that on there in case there is some grants out there possible for that street. I don't see it on there.
Is that what we want to do? Add 14th to it?
Yes.
Yes.
What the city's responsibility would be to $850,000?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, any other questions or statements?
And some of those will disappear right from what we've already done, so those will shift down the road there somewhere.
And what year did you want that in 2012?
Yeah,
yes.
I think so, because it's going to be built.
Okay. Any other comments? Nope. Okay, I will now close the public hearing at 9:22 p.m. Okay. Now, I think... Do I hear a motion to adopt the 2012 to 2017 capital facility plans ordinance?
Make that motion.
Okay, Mark Snyder first. Dan, did you say second? Okay. Any further questions or discussions? Comments? Yes.
Was a copy of this plan available in the back for the public?
Yes. It was a packet back there. And it's also available on Dropbox.
But it wasn't part of the packet?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, it passes. Thank you. Okay. Proclamation 4.5, proclamation National Hospice and where's my glasses? Palliative Care Month. Okay, let me get this up. Come on. There it is. Okay. November 2011 is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. Whereas hospice and palliative care offer high quality services and support to patients and family caregivers facing serious and lifetime limiting illnesses, and whereas hospice and palliative care providers take time to ask what's important to those in their care, and whereas skilled and compassionate hospice and palliative care professionals, including physicians, nurses, social workers, therapists, counselors, health aides, and clergy, provide comprehensive care focused on the wishes of each individual patient, whereas through pain management, symptom control, caregiver training, assistance, and emotional and spiritual support, hospice and palliative care providers help patients live fully up until the final moments, surrounded and supported by the faces of loved ones, friends, and committed caregivers. And whereas the provision of quality hospice and palliative care reaffirms our belief in the essential dignity of every person, regardless of age, health, or social status, and that every stage of human life deserves to be treated with the utmost respect and care. Whereas more than 1.5 million Americans live with life-limiting illnesses, receive care from the nation's hospice program in communities throughout the United States every year. And whereas hospice and palliative care providers encourage all people to learn more about options and care and to share their wishes with family, loved ones, and their health care professionals. Now therefore, I hereby proclaim November 2011 as National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and encourage citizens to increase their understanding and awareness of care at the end of life and to observe this month with appropriate activities and programs. Signed this 14th day of November 2011. Okay. Unfinished business. Do we have any of that? New business?
I just take a minute to comment about the hospice thing. Mm-hmm. The seniors had the hospice people come down today, and they started at 4:30, and I left there so I could get here. It's interesting. One of the interesting things he said was that on almost any given day, anywhere from 16,000 to 32,000 people are in hospice care between the ages of 18 and 25.
Hello.
Kids. So, they do a great job. Interesting program.
Any other new business?
I've got a comment I'd like to make.
Okay.
I don't know whether anybody's noticed or not, but as you drive north on Highway 17 from 26 to Cunningham Road, do you see anything strange off to the right-hand side there?
Mm-hmm.
Why, we have our Cooley Corridor Gateway sign up. After about 7+ years, a lot of hard work and strain and whatnot, we at least have the South Gate. It stayed here in Othello, and we do have that up now. And our next one will be up north at Omak, and we've got some hoops that we got to jump up there yet to get that one done, but we're working on it. Just wanted you to take a look at that. It looks pretty nice and it's neat. It ought to help tourism if anything does. It's quite an asset, I think.
Well, thank you for your work. You've been in that one for a long time. Okay, Mayor's announcements. Remember, the city has taken donations for new and gently used youth hats, scarves, and gloves to be hung on the City Hall Christmas tree. All of the items collected will be donated to the Othello Community Christmas Basket Program on December 15th. If you're willing to make a donation, please plan to bring it to the November 28th council meeting, and the press will be taking photos. Lifeline screening will be available for health screening tomorrow, Tuesday, November 15th, all day in the council chambers. Pre-registration is required. If interested, please call 800-324-1851 for pre-registration, or go to www.lifelinescreening.com/community-partners. And number three is the city offices will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and Friday, November 24th through the 25th. And this meeting's canceled. Or ended, I mean, canceled.
Adjourned.
Adjourned, there we go. I guess I'm tired.